The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
You heard of the concept of slow travel. If you haven't, you could be missing out. It's the idea of really switching off and taking your time rather than rushing around to tick off the tourist checklist. And joining me now to tempt us all is Irish travel content creator Kevin Penrose. Kevin, you're very welcome.
Thank you for being here.
I mean, we're all guilty of this, aren't we? I'm going to Rome. So there are four places I need to see, two restaurants I need to eat at before I catch the flight back. So you're turning all of that on its head.
Yeah, exactly. I think the whole concept of slow travel sort of came around after lockdown, I guess, you know, when we had the slowdown. And I know from my own experience and for social media and content, I'm always the one like, okay, I need to shoot this, that, the other, and fit as many activities as I can in the one time, you know. But at the same time, it takes the enjoyment out of the trip then. And you go away from it thinking, do I even remember that or did I really experience it, you know?
Well, given your job then, is it really hard to do slow travel when you're trying to make interesting content?
At the time, like I've learned to get a good balance now. I feel and really enjoy the experience. For example, like I'm doing the Wild Atlantic Way series right now, starting from Donegal, going the whole way down to Cork. And I'm really taking the time to really do the slow travel and take it in and also shoot everything as well, you know. It's trying to find that balance where you're not rushing through it, but you can't exactly remember it. And that's one of those things, when will I get to do it again, you know? So I might as well take the time to do it.
So how do we do slow travel? Like you take a couple of days off work and you're going to a place. You have to sort of almost force yourself to do it slowly. And rather than say, I have to be enjoying myself now and I have to do this, that and the other on this one day. So how do we do, say, a long weekend slowly?
So for example, me and my group of friends, we do this slow travel. We've done it the past 4 years now. It's sort of like our tradition where we choose a place in Ireland and we just go there just before the summer kicks off and it gets busy, you know. So we've done our fourth year in Donegal a couple of weeks ago and probably planned it, I guess, a month or two in advance. And you're sort of, you're not throwing anything into the group chat. You're just like, right, do you want to do this? Sort of get the feel of what everyone's up to. And in the end, we just sort of went with the flow and we went from the Friday to the Monday. We always rent a big house, get the comforts and the accommodation sorted, and we prioritise food and coffee as well. So those are the two big ones that we can all sort of agree on. And then anything else that comes along with it is a bonus.
So you're not going out, you're not planning to go to restaurants or...
Not really restaurants, I guess. You know, we sort of like to cook and really use the accommodation, I guess, you know, and have breakfast together and just switch off our phones and really bond over the food and just catch up with each other because we don't exactly all get to get the same room as often as we'd like to, you know. And we did have a couple of activities planned, but it wasn't for me. For example, I'm the one who wants to be outdoors, hiking, swimming, do the waterfalls, like be really switched on, you know. So we had to sort of compromise and see what people wanted to do. And we were in Donegal, we were in the Slieve League Peninsula.
Beautiful.
And instead of doing the hike and the viewpoint up to it, just knowing how busy that is now with coaches and tours and everything, we decided to take the boat tour instead, which was a lot more quieter for us. And we're lucky enough, we had the boat to ourselves and we even had the chance to swim off the boat, you know, which is quite nice. So I think it was like a 2 hour tour. And it's just one of those times when you're like, oh my God, we've seen Slieve League cliffs from this different point of view. That's not a lot of people would not necessarily think of, but they just think Slieve League, right? We'll do the tour, see the viewpoint, do the hike,
you know. It's so just it's a different way of doing it.
Different way of doing it.
So it's
you know?
A pushback really against mass tourism, isn't it? And over tourism.
That's it, you know, and it's even bringing in the more local businesses that mightn't get the same buzz as the other places will get, you know. And the thing with Slieve League, we have the Rusty Mackerel pub and restaurant right beside it as well. So it's going from the boats, take your time, go for lunch, have a little drink, and half your day's gone then sort of thing, you know. But it's those small moments that you actually remember rather than spending 4 or 5 hours hiking, thinking, yeah, oh my God, this is...
You know, when you think about it, it's just healthy to sort of, it's almost forcing yourself to relax as well, isn't it?
You know, and
Stop running around trying to do stuff.
Exactly, especially living in Dublin as well, like and for my own industry, you're switched on all the time trying to chase and shoot content and do everything, you know, so switching off can be hard. And what I found this trip now is we actually came away from it recharged and refreshed rather than you often hear, okay, I need a holiday after that holiday. Sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, Kevin, maybe it's easier to do that if you're in Ireland or you're going on a short trip. But if you're investing in flights and accommodation overseas, you might feel under a bit more pressure to do more.
This is especially if it's like a bucket list trip that you've done or wanting to do for a long time. I booked a trip to Tenerife just after Christmas time. And at the start, I was like, okay, I need to do all these hikes, all these spots that I want to check out, and leading up to it, I was like, actually, I'm just going to take it day by day and go with the flow, you know, and just rent a car and you have that freedom to do what you want. And I just immerse myself in with the locals, go to local coffee shops, seeing what's around there as well. Mm-hmm. And then maybe go to one of the bigger hotspots as well and get the balance. But yeah, it is hard to find it, you know.
Yeah, you are forcing yourself to relax. Yeah. I mean, slow travel for some people is spending weeks or even months mm-hmm. in a place and learning the language. That's a luxury if you can afford to do that and you have the time to do that. But for you, is that part of slow travel?
Not as much anymore. I remember a couple of years ago, I was on a slow travel, 7 months, I would call it, out in Asia, and spent a lot of that time in Thailand, Vietnam, you know, so I was trying to immerse myself in with the locals, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. And I did do a lot at the time. And again, it's, like you said, it's time and money at the end of the day, you know, and for someone that might have kids and family and a lot more restrictions, I guess, you know, you sort of have to pick and choose what you want to do.
But it's about, it sort of turns a holiday on its head. It's mm-hmm. not really what you see and what you experience. It's how you feel.
This is it, you know,
when you come back.
Like coming back from it, even that Asia trip, I was like, oh my God, I have so much more life experience, just hearing stories and experiences and trying new foods and everything, you know, and just being immersed in a different culture. Mm-hmm. It's just something that you wouldn't necessarily think of going out of your way to do initially until you're in it.
But even that weekend you described in Donegal, mm-hmm. you said you came back and everybody felt like you had a break, even though it was just a weekend with a little bit of an extension either side. That's about how you feel,
this
right?
This is it, you know, 100%. You're, like, you're feeling refreshed, you're feeling relaxed. And I know from the Friday going into the Monday then, you sort of, as the time went past by, you could see everyone just relaxing. And then mm-hmm. by Monday coming around, like, do we actually want to leave now? Or do we want another day here? Let's go back to Dublin now to work.
Clearly you recommend Donegal for this kind of a slow travel break. But can you do it anywhere?
Anywhere at all. You know, I just think Donegal, it's almost like the forgotten county. You know, I know it's far away. Like, I think it was nearly three-hour drive up the road, you know. But mm-hmm. once you're there, like, the journey is part of it. You can stop off along the way, have your coffee, take in the views along Sligo, whatever direction you're going, you know. Like, there's so much to do along the way. But you can do it anywhere.
You can do it in Dublin,
yeah,
can't you?
You could.
Travel break here.
It could be anywhere. It could be down over at Hoth. Like, I know that's a place where you always go as well. Do the cliff walk, go for a coffee and just take it a bit slow. You're not really putting expectations amongst yourself or wanting to see X, Y, and Z all in the one go, you know? Like, you do have the time to do it, and it's those moments you'll remember.
So how would someone get started on slow travel if they're a person who is used to the package holiday mm-hmm. or, you know, the very active city break?
Yeah.
What would you recommend?
I guess just thinking, what do you want to get out of it? What's your main priority? Is it your activities, or is it your food and your culture, or is it your coffee, for example? Like, for me, I love all those things, and I had to sort of compromise. Okay, hiking is probably my number one, I guess, you know, and that's one thing we did do in Donegal as well, for example. A sunset, for example, it's an experience in itself rather than like a normal hike. Mm-hmm. So even like narrowing down what you want to get out of it and then branch off from there and maybe limit one or two activities or one or two things that you want to actually do and then really sit in that moment and you'll feel better for it after
I love the sound of it. It's just taking the pressure off a break like that. Like, you
100%.
Don't, getting the value out of it doesn't mean making yourself exhausted so that you come back and you feel like you haven't had a break at all.
100%. Like, I know for myself, like, you're almost at burnout to a point within social media, for example. You're always chasing the next activity or hike or the next hotspot, you know, when, like, it's ever-changing. But after that Donegal trip, for example, you're like, oh, actually, there's more important things going on in life. You can take it slow, you can switch off, and you can go back into it then feeling motivated and have a different perspective on it, you know.
Kevin, thanks very much for coming in. How do we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok, just Kevin_Penrose.
All right, Kevin Penrose, thank you very much for being with us. Lovely to have you in.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.